This is the BBC.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Two all on bangers, but who is going to win the week, me or Chris? We have another good story from James, our very own show private investigator. And one of our team is meeting someone extremely special tonight. You're not going to believe who it is.
Scott Mills.
Another busy week on the show, including our new bit, Small Town Swaps. The places in the UK where people like to share ex-partners, generally because of limited availability. And we compiled a list of the towns where it seems to, well, happen the most. Winchester, Leek, Basingstoke, Aldershot, Banbury, Ramsgate, Tunbridge Wells, Carmarthen, Fife, Bodmin, Gosport, Wisbeach, Fareham, Bewdley, and the Rhondda Valleys.
One.
Also, I can't bear the phrase broken the internet. Kim Kardashian tried to once a few years ago, and now Nicki Minaj has had a go. But could I persuade the BBC IT guy that I had? What I've done is I've uploaded a photo of myself side on, and I'm opening a champagne bottle, and it's kind of spraying from the bottle and landing in a champagne glass, which is resting on my considerable behind.
Price.
And it doesn't... It's not on anymore. Like, nothing.
When...
Have I broken
right,
it?
So...
I think Kim Kardashian did something similar in 2014, and I think that broke the internet. And I'm worried I've done it again.
Right.
Do you think that's what I've done wrong? Bye then.
BBC Radio 1. She wants to dance like
ooh, I'm burning. Also, Fall Out Boy's Pete Wentz was on the show, and I reminded him that in 2011, he promised on Twitter if he got to 3 million followers, he'd live stream a bubble bath. See, I don't forget anything.
You should probably do it, huh?
Right, exactly. It never happened, though, right?
It hasn't. I know. I got to figure out how to get that done. I actually talked to a buddy about that the other day. I was like, well, I think I'm at like 6 million now, so we probably upped the stakes a little bit.
How did I miss this then? So what was going to happen? There was going to be a live stream of you, Pete
in the bath.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I was just going to like hang out in a bubble bath.
Yeah.
And just hang out in it. But we never got there. We never made it that far.
Why?
I also got to play a late night version of The Naked Game on Charlie Sloth's new show. Three callers all saying they have no clothes on. Only one of them is telling the truth.
I want you to have like a big sniff of your left armpit now. Go.
Well,
what's that noise?
Oh, hang on, awkward. My phone's going off.
It feels like she left something out. And we interrupted you!
What's that buzzing?
That was this week. Let's do Friday's show.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Kyle from Ipswich, who emailed me yesterday. So I thought I'd copy you in on this. Ed Sheeran's obviously gone broke overnight and is now looking for a flatmate. And he sent me a link to the website Spare Room. And... it is a room to rent in a castle on a hill. It says, with musical flatmate. Description, thanks for checking my ad out. It's a former castle on a hill with large living space and plenty of room for the many instruments I own. I mean, it could be.
Scott Mills.
We have our very own show private investigator. And you guys absolutely love him. Hello, James.
Hi, guys.
How's your week?
It's been really good. More importantly, how was your holiday?
It was really good, thanks. You weren't there, I checked.
No, I wasn't. I did try, but no.
You probably know exactly where I went there and where I was staying. Oh, I'm not hard to work out because Instagram.
No, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take any kind of detective work, really. I've been wondering, James, I was thinking about you a lot while I was away. I'm looking forward to the next story. How did you get into this private investigation business?
Well, I used to be a police officer, believe it or not.
Right.
And when I joined the police, I was very young. I was just 18 and a half, and I looked quite young as well. And they used me a lot undercover, and I sort of looked like a chav, essentially, is what they told me.
Right, so they send you in and be like, get the young-looking one. And it just went from there, really?
Yeah, I thought, well, why not make a career out of this and get paid more and have more fun?
So last time we spoke to you, you left us on a cliffhanger, teasing us about the time you went to a stranger's 40th birthday party.
Yes.
Yes. Tell me.
So So we had to go undercover to follow a lady who was attending somebody's 40th birthday party at a private function hall.
Okay, so it's not her birthday, but she's going to the event.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And her husband thought that she was having an affair, so wanted to see what she got up to at this 40th birthday party, so we naturally followed her.
So how does that work? The husband emails you or calls you and says, hello, I think my wife's having an affair and she's going to be at this party at this date.
Yeah, exactly that.
And then what do you discuss with them?
Well, obviously we had to work out where it was and what it was like, but essentially we had to get in the door without an invitation.
Right.
Which is pretty cringy on its own.
Okay, tell me how you did that.
So we just kind of walked in. Mm. And as is the key of being a blagger, you just have to pretend like you're meant to be there and no one questions you, really.
So, okay, imagine I'm on the door now. Blag your way in. Go on, hello, can I help you?
My friend's in there. Sorry, I need to get back in there because my friend's there.
It's a private party.
Yeah, it's fine. I know John.
John.
Yeah, you know John. John with the glasses. Yeah, John. Anyway, bye.
Oh, right, and you just walk in, just storm in.
But we did get a few looks from people who were kind of discussing amongst themselves, like, who are they? As always happens at those parties, there's always some people that you don't know, and it's awkward to ask them, who are you?
Yeah.
So we just roll with that.
But you don't recognise them, but you're like, okay, well, I guess they're supposed to be here.
Exactly. One of the problems was, I don't want to give him a big head, but one of my colleagues who I went with is actually really good looking, so he got a lot of unwanted attention from some of the females there.
Oh, no.
I know. So I split up from him. I left him on his own. He was more of a distraction. I just fed him to the wolves.
So if anyone asked, why were you two there together? What's your story?
We weren't officially there together. We split up so that people didn't think it was odd that there was just two random guys there.
Yeah.
But someone actually approached us after we'd been there for a while and said, oh, how do you know so-and-so, whoever's party it was? And I blagged it and said, I used to work with them. And they said, well, we work with them too.
Oh, no. Right, so you said that you work with the person whose party it is, but then you're speaking to their workmates.
Exactly. So I had to say that it was, the other place they used to work, and I kind of made an excuse and distracted them, changed the subject quite quickly.
You are such a blagger.
I work better on my feet. I really do.
All right, so you've managed to blag it this far at the 40th birthday party, but you need to find the wife who potentially is having an affair.
So we found her, and we kind of kept our eye on her throughout the night without making it too obvious. They actually went on, after the party, to a local nightclub, so we had to go there with them as well, with a group of them.
Right.
And
did you make friends? Obviously, if you're going on to the club, you kind of have to, right?
Yeah, we had to mingle, and I think after a while, people just accepted us, and it was too awkward to ask us who we were at that point. You know when it just gets too awkward, and if you don't know someone's name, you can't ask them for it after you've been speaking to them for a few hours.
I guess if it's a big group, it's kind of easier.
Yeah, and people were a bit drunk. And we had to pretend we were a bit drunk as well, obviously, to blend in. But we weren't actually drinking because we were working and driving, obviously, as well.
This is so clever.
So, you have to be a bit of a good actor.
All right, James, I'm going to leave you in the nightclub pretending that you've had a couple of drinks and being a bit loud. And in a minute, I'm going to come back and ask the question that we all want to know. Was she actually having an affair? Wait right there, OK?
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Hello, John and Charlotte. Locked in on their way from Surrey to Carlisle for a charity football game. They want to know what happens in the story. So does Joe in Newcastle and Matt in Norwich. Just played you Rihanna and also Diplo. So I'm still chatting to James, our private investigator. Hi, James.
Hi.
Okay, James, the big question to you is, was the wife having an affair?
Well, I would say yes. She did end up getting off with someone in the nightclub.
Oh.
Yeah.
The married lady?
The married lady.
Okay,
who's
good.
The husband, yeah.
Yeah, but that was just a random person that she got off with in the club, right?
Yeah.
So, like, they'd never met before. Was she actually having an affair as well?
Well, we don't know, but you'd like to think that, you know, you should be more loyal than that than to get off with random guys in clubs.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that's not great, is it?
No, the husband probably was right to have his suspicions, I guess.
I think so, yes.
He got his money's worth.
If they are having an affair, is that when you get paid? And if they're not, then you don't? Is it like lay and pay?
No, we get paid regardless. But yeah, it does make it more worthwhile if you get the results. It's kind of like a double-edged sword because you want the evidence, but also it's hard to not be excited when you're telling someone that his wife is having an affair.
Yeah.
Because obviously you're excited, you've got all the evidence and the videos, but he's obviously quite devastated.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of sad, but you're like, yes!
Yeah, you have to read it in a little little bit. You should come one day, Scott. I keep telling you, you need to come one of these jobs. The people might know you, though, because,
Actually, James. But I will... I was just saying to our producer about this. We are going to make this happen. I want to come out on a sting with you.
Definitely.
James, that is another great story. Thank you so much.
No problem. It also wasn't as good as the time I had to go undercover to a massage parlour and they tried to get my clothes off me.
You're such a tease. Same time next week, then, is it?
This time next week, yep.
Love you, bye! Scott Mills. We had such a big response yesterday to the stuff that you think is overrated. Obviously, it's a matter of personal opinion.
It's Liam, Harry Potter, overrated.
Oof. Ouch.
It's Megan, Nando's, overrated. It's Kerry, Beyonce, overrated.
Controversial.
Thousands and thousands of messages from you yesterday. And I don't know if you saw this. I put it onto my Twitter. I retweeted it last night. There's a girl called Amanda, who I think she's got like a kind of alter ego, which is called Donna Decker on Twitter. And you can imagine the high voice, the massive eyes, as she's going on about what she thinks is really overrated. I've kind of done a clean version of this. Obviously, the Twitter version is slightly more rude.
Prosecco. All the time, people are posting pictures up going, Prosecco with the girlies. And oh my God, you can get a huge bottle of Prosecco at $2.99 from Aldi. It's $2.99 from Aldi because it's champagne that went wrong. Somewhere along the way, the people that make champagne tasted the batch and went, something's gone wrong there. Made too much now, I don't want to waste it. I know what we can do. Name it Prosecco. I don't understand why people are going mad for it. It's so overrated. You can buy Prosecco gummy bears, Prosecco ice lollies, and now even Prosecco flavouring to go into cakes.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
I love that. To go into cakes. Scott Mills. Hi, Chris Stark.
Hey, Scott. You all right?
Yes. Where are you today? Excellent signal. We completely missed what that was. Go on.
I said I'm hosting an event. Can you hear me now?
Not really. You're hosting an event?
Yeah.
That's an event that has no bars on the phone.
Oh, God, can you not hear me now?
It's rubbish.
Hello?
Are you going to tell me what event it is, or do we have to guess?
It's for a computer game.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay. So there's no point in me telling you, because you won't understand it.
Right. And is it a game that you play a lot?
Not really, no. But I feel I'm going to have to learn quite a lot. Yeah.
Right. So is it like an exhibition you're hosting, is it?
That's basically it, yeah.
Can I guess, is it Minecraft?
That's the one. How did you guess that? That's incredible work.
Is that just the first one that just came into my head?
Is it? Do you play it?
I have no idea even what it is. I just hear the word.
No, and the worrying thing is, Scott, I've got to be careful what I say as well. Nor do I. I know absolutely nothing.
Excellent.
So,
well, you're the right man for the job. That's for sure.
I don't know how this is going to play out.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, all's fine here. You're back on Monday, are you?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Back on Monday.
Okay, let's do bangers then.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Martha.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
You're right. So you get a chance to decide who wins the week here. You got a date tonight, Martha?
I do, a Tinder date.
Tinder date. Have you had much experience with the Tinder dates, or is your first one?
Not my first one.
Okay.
No, not the first.
All right. And you refused to be drawn on how many you'd had there. I said, was it a few? And you ignored me. And I hear as well that you've ghosted someone on a date before, right?
I may have ghosted somebody. I didn't know that was the term for it until the other week when you were discussing it.
Yeah, so it's basically when you make contact with somebody, maybe on one of the apps, and then you're like, yeah, let's meet up. And then you just disappear off the face of the earth and you never hear from that person again. How did you do yours then?
Oh, right, OK. So I met this guy on Tinder, really lovely guy, well, nice enough, was like, right, let's go out. So I paid for tickets for a comedy show and we're going to get some drinks afterwards. Anyway, that day I went for some afternoon drinks with my friends beforehand. And now I was at the pub and I met someone who, he had the world's most beautiful eyes. Anyway, long story short, I stood him up, went out with the other bloke, blocked and deleted the other one straight away.
Oh my word.
Yeah.
So you love someone with a nice smile, don't you? And eyes and that.
Eyes and a smile, yeah. Definitely.
And then, so the other one is off.
Gone.
Because of a chance meeting in a pub.
Yep.
How does that make you feel?
It felt good at the time.
Mm-hmm. So completely blocked him, like you're disappeared from his life.
Totally disappeared. Now I feel a bit mean, now I'm talking about it and telling the nation.
Mm-hmm. Chris, your view?
Yeah, well, it's a tricky one, this, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, what you got to do.
Yeah. Also, we're thinking of doing this again because we do this thing on the show called Ghostbusters where we call out the people that are doing the ghosting. So if anyone is listening who's going on a date tonight or over the weekend and they don't show up, you need to text 81199. Or maybe you've even been ghosted or been the ghoster in the past. But mostly we want to hear from people that have been ghosted. For Ghostbusters, text 81199 now if they have just completely done one and run off and you've never heard from them again. Have you been ghosted?
If I'm ghosted tonight, I'll let you know.
Yeah, you let me know. Okay, here's what I've got for you on Bangers. It's 2-2, so you decide who wins the week. Here's my one.
Oh, that is a good one.
Wow. What a song. Proper throwback pink. Most girls, this is. I've not heard this for years. Okay, Chris, that's my one.
Do you know what? That's a girthy one from you. You could have that, or you could have my banger's choice today, which is it. Oh. This is such a banger. This is NERD Rockstar.
Okay.
Hey, I'm such a fan of Pink.
Come on.
Normally, it's a 50-50 split for me, but I think you've got it, Scott.
Yes! Thank you! I never cared too much for love. It was all a bunch of mush that I just did not want. Scott Mills. Okay, listeners, I'd like to introduce you to Mairead. Hi.
Hi.
Now, Mairead works on our show sometimes, and she always has a great story, 100%. But I think you've outdone yourself this time. Tell the listeners what you told me earlier in the week.
So, basically something really exciting happened last week, or was it the week before? I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I went to Cambridge University and met a hero of mine. I met Professor Stephen Hawking.
Amazing.
Which was unbelievable.
Right.
But it gets better. That's only a part of the story. So, basically, I carried on with life. I got on with things after that initial meeting.
But I remember you texting me at the time going, oh my God, look who I've just met.
Yeah, I was proper excited and you were away at the time, you were away on holiday.
Yeah.
So I flagged this up and carried on with life, went on about my business until I received a message from somebody associated with Professor Hawking saying that they would basically like to see me again. And I was utterly shocked, it must be said, but I was like, are you sure you've got the right person?
So when you met with him, what did you talk about?
Well, basically, I made it quite apparent that I got a D in my additional maths. So I'm not academic at all, but obviously it was a real honour to meet somebody of that status. And
right.
I was really flattered.
You weren't good at maths, were you?
No, I wasn't. I mean, that and science. I don't even know the periodic table. Hopeless. Terrible. I felt out of my depth, actually, in Cambridge. Because whenever I was there, I was looking around me thinking, how in under goodness am I here? Like, I'm sitting in Stephen Hawking's office in Cambridge University. How am I here?
Oh, Mairead, you're a joy. Right, so you've had a chat with Stephen Hawking, Professor Stephen Hawking, incredible, at Cambridge Uni. Then you get a call from someone that's what, in his team or?
Yeah, somebody who is part of his team,
right,
who works alongside him.
And they say?
Basically, hi Mairead, Professor Hawking enjoyed your company last week so much so that he would like to see you again for another catch up, for another chat,
right,
for dinner.
So you got right. So, and this is happening tonight.
This is happening tonight.
You're going for dinner with Professor Stephen Hawking.
I am, but Scott, can I stop you there?
Yeah.
Because I'm still convinced that you and Chris are going to appear, jump out and say, surprise!
Look, and I'm not even joking. Mairead just said this to me off air. She's like, you've done this. And I promise you, I'm looking you in the eye. On my life, this has nothing to do with me.
I will never forgive you. Like, I know. Honestly, I will never speak to you again.
Honestly, but I know it feels like something that we might set up, but it's not.
Honestly.
You need to go there, have dinner with him tonight in the restaurant or whatever, and just enjoy his company. He seems like a top bloke.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to it, and I am excited, but there is a wee part in my head. Every time I go to get excited and get over that line, I just think,
and
this
you are excitable, I know, but like, why do you think it's not real?
Well, why me? I mean, like, out of all of the people on this planet, all of the real intelligent people, why me? Out of everybody, why me?
What are you going to wear?
Well, I'm still deciding. I don't want to go OTT, but by the same token, I don't want to underdress because he is pretty important.
Yeah.
But I don't want to look like I'm going out on an average Friday night, you know?
It's a difficult balance, that one, isn't it?
Aye, it is. You know, heels, no heels. Mm-mm. I don't want to, like, hook my formal dress down from the attic or anything and go OTT, like Titanic dinner.
Right. No, you don't want that.
You know, like the big elbow gloves and stuff, dangly earrings, stilettos.
Nah.
And then everybody else is so cash in McDonald's or something. Bet you go to McDonald's.
You and Stephen are just there in zizzies.
Yeah, so, something like that. So I don't want to be OTT and I just want to look like, this is cool. I hang out with people like all the time.
I'm doing this every week.
Obviously. But you know what, Scott? Working in Radio 1, obviously we see people all the time.
Yeah.
And you just kind of get used to it.
A little bit, yeah.
But this is different. This is so different.
Why?
Because he's Stephen Hawking. He's just like off the scale in terms of the scale. He's just off the scale. What's the idea?
Like, every time you talk about it, you get like, it's just about you're like about to burst.
Yeah, I proper am. But as I said, I won't believe it until I'm sitting at that table and it's actually happening.
All right. I've got so many more questions. Wait there. Scott Mills. So, Mairead, who sometimes works on the show, is going for dinner tonight with one of her absolute heroes, Professor Stephen Hawking. And you're so excited by this, right?
Scott, I have seen every, not hour, not minute, but like every second on the clock. I'm like, oh my goodness, like 5 hours to go, 4 hours to go, like proper.
Thing is, he knows absolutely everything. What are you going to talk about?
Well, I'm hoping that I can maybe take something away from it. So
yeah, but I would write, have you not written any like pointers down?
Oh no, don't say that, Scott, should I?
Maybe.
Like, as in, go home and do some research and write
things
down.
No, not research, but what I sometimes do, if I know there's going to be small talk, is I will write, like, bullet points on my hand.
Okay. But how do I hide that? Then what if I'm sitting opposite having dinner and he sees all of these points? Ask about Mars, ask about Pluto.
Maybe not on your hand, like in your phone or something.
Okay, but is that not even ruder over dinner, taking out my phone? Oh, just hang on a second, let me see. Yeah, space,
I don't want
NASA.
You to have a situation where you're like, okay, and then you don't know what to say.
Scott, do you know what though? I do have my opening line.
Do you? What? Go on.
Bunsen burner!
What?
A scientific term that I know.
Bunsen burner?
Yeah. Have you never heard of a Bunsen burner?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm so overwhelmed that I genuinely don't know what I'm going to say. I have no idea how I'm going to address anything. But I just know that I'm going to go along.
Yeah.
And hope that I don't see you and Chris jump out.
You won't. This is like one of those life experiences that you never think you're going to have, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
I wouldn't let you down like that. I wouldn't. If it was a setup, I would tell you because it's too cruel. It really is. Okay. Are you going to take a gift?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if I should tell you in advance.
Okay.
What it is, or maybe tell you.
Oh, so you've already planned it.
I've already planned something. I didn't want to go too serious, and I didn't want to go too personal.
Yeah.
I just got something that I thought would be quite funny. You know the term crack, spelled C-R-A-I-C.
Yeah, like
having the crack.
Yeah.
It involves that. That's all I'm giving away.
Please tell me.
Okay, a T-shirt with a pint of Guinness on the front. And it says a slogan that says Belfast, where the crack is. How good is that?
Does it?
Yeah.
Where did you get that?
I got my mum and dad to get it. And then send it over.
I want to hug you so much. You're so sweet. Right, you need to tell us everything on Monday, okay?
Okay.
And the best of luck for tonight. Just enjoy
so
it
so much.
Just enjoy it.
I will update you throughout the night, by the way, so be prepared.
I'll have WhatsApp on standby.
You should do. Scott
Mills. So, next week on the show, it's big. Tuesday, just after 3 p.m, we have got Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg on this show. We interviewed them earlier this week and we filmed them taking part in a proper British Christmas tradition, which they were so confused by. We got them to open Christmas crackers, although maybe we changed some of the jokes inside. 3:10, Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg on Tuesday, and then at 3:10 on Wednesday, off of Man's Not Hot, Big Shaq will be here.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Back on Monday from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Have a good weekend. 1,
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.